Hi, my name's Kate Johnson, and I studied abroad in Alicante, Spain in the spring of 2019. So I am going to talk about a time that me and three of my friends had an experience whilst abroad that was really out of my comfort zone, but ended up being really cool and like one of the experiences that I remember the most from my time abroad. So basically what we did was it was me and three of my friends. So one of them I had met previously and actually knew from Elon, and the other two we had met through the program, but they were also students from the United States. And so we decided we were gonna meet at the tram station, and we got a random number generator, and we decided that whatever number that generator gave us, that was a stop of the tram that we were gonna like just get off and explore whatever was there. And so I'm pretty sure it ended up being number 11 that we got, and we ended up in this place called Campeo.
When in your experience did this happen?
I think it happened about halfway through, so it was like a month and a half or 2 months in, so I had already kind of like established those friendships. I felt a little bit more comfortable in the culture and like around the people that I had met through the program.
Would you have done it alone?
Definitely not. So my friends were a lot more, or I guess still are, a lot more spontaneous than I am. So I've always been like a planner, and I like to know what I'm doing and where I'm going and plan whatever, like where I'm going to get food. And for them, they were a lot more comfortable with being spontaneous and kind of going out on a limb to do something new. It was actually my friend Joe's idea, and she was like, this would be really cool. Like, it would be an opportunity for us to kind of explore like the area that we're in. And so even though it wasn't something that I would ever do by myself, I thought it would be a good opportunity to get out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So we ended up in Campeo. It ended like the trip there was a little bit difficult because we had never left the tram zone. So like the tram in Alicante was set up in different zones. So there was like the zone that we all lived in and then our school was in, but then there were different ones like throughout the community. And so this one was outside of that zone, so we had to buy a different ticket once we crossed from like the yellow zone into the red zone or something. But eventually we got to this stop, and we basically got off in the middle of the highway. There were like no people, and so we had to go down this set of like stairs, and we were on this street. And we decided that we basically looked around and we were like, all right, like, what on earth are we going to do? And so we decided that we were just going to walk towards the water because we figured that there would be cool things by the water.
And right, of course. Yeah.
And so we got down to the area of the water, and there was no, like, place to get near the water, but there was this little plaque, and we were looking out basically to, like, the surrounding area, and there were these little lookouts that apparently were there for like lookouts for pirates a long time ago. And so we decided to walk down just like the stretch by the water, and there were a bunch of these gorgeous vacation homes. All of them were empty, which I think that the time we were there wasn't really like the normal vacation time for people that come to Alicante to vacation. But they were all these like huge beautiful homes, and so we were like walking down the streets and we were talking about like which ones were going to be our retirement homes when we retire to move to Alicante. And eventually we got to this place where there's a little alley that said it was like a beach access, and we were like, ooh, like this is fun. So we went and we went down this alleyway and down these like really narrow steps, and we got to this like rock beach. And so my friends and I started, like, there were like little boulders, and we were like climbing the boulders, and the beach was, there was no sand, it was just all rock, but it was absolutely gorgeous, like the most beautiful water I've ever seen. And so there were like no people for miles, like we couldn't see anyone, but we just kind of like sat there and hung out and talked and like just walked by the water. And then after that, we ended up going to a lunch place that was in that area. We just kind of, like, found one along the way that we thought would be good. So I was the only one out of my friends that decided to have the menu del día, which is the menu of the day, because none of us understood, like, what it was saying. Like, we knew Spanish relatively well, but, like, the food vocabulary was kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up getting it, and I honestly think it was the best meal that I had in my entire time in Spain. So that day overall ended up being a lot of fun, even though it was mm-hmm. not necessarily something that I would have chosen to do on my own.
Right. And why was this important to your time abroad?
So I would say that this was important because it showed kind of where I had grown and like what the experience meant to me and like my growth as a person.
Right.
Because like, as I said before, at the beginning of this experience, I was a planner. Like, I wanted to know what I was doing all the time. I wanted to know where I was going to eat, what I was going to do, how I was going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like probably one of the first times in my life that I just was comfortable with going to a specific place with no plan whatsoever and yeah. just experiencing whatever that place had to offer. And so mm-hmm. I think like just studying abroad in general, there were a lot of ways that it pushed me outside of my comfort zone, but right. this was one specific way that I feel like I could articulate what changes occurred, and like how I felt more comfortable in that culture and was able to kind of come into my own and be more spontaneous, and how like my friends also helped me to get there.
Right. It's nice.